In this screencast, we're going to go through a couple of the steps that you would need to do to prepare your watch for submission as a contest entry. The first thing we're going to do is assume that I've completed the entire design here. What I would definitely want to do to comply with the contest rules is I'd want to remove this image here of the watch that I had used as something to edit and to trace over. So I would just select that image, and I will delete it right like that. I'm not going to do it right at this moment because I'm not done. But the other thing you have to do is you have to actually remove the image from the project itself as well. So in the project, as you import images, as you're working with them, they get added to the project. As you can see, this image is right here. I would need to delete this and also remove it from the project if I didn't want to actually delete it. So I would, in this case, remove it from the project. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to exit out of editing the template here, and I need to modify some of the properties of where I'm used my watch, where I place the watch. And as I have the watch, the chronograph object selected, I see that there are a bunch of properties, and here is where you put in your name. And so let's say you're the designer. Let's say I got him to submit. And the designer URL, http gatesfoundation.org. Info link, this is where you set the URL to the page on the Ball Watch site. So if you go to Ball Watch USA, .com, you will see the link to the watch that you are submitting. In this case, it is the Fireman 2 actually, and I copy that link and paste it in there, and then we put the name of the watch, Fireman 2. And the place where all this information shows up is when you run the watch, you will see that when I click on this, I see Fireman 2 created by Bill Gates with permission from Ball Watch USA. And this info link will open the page that takes you to that watch. The other things that you will have to do is you want to make the watch able to run as an out-of-browser application. And you go to the project, and you enable the application outside of the browser, so check this off. And in the properties now, there is an out-of-browser-settings.xml file. The easiest way to edit this out-of-browser-xml file is to open up the solution in Visual Studio. Within Visual Studio, what you will do is you will open up the project, and in that project, you will see that there is the properties. So if you right click here and you select properties, you will see that there are the option to enable a running application outside of the browser and the out of browser settings. And then you're going to basically put a short description of the application, the name that will appear on the shortcut. These, as specified in the design guidelines, the specifics of what you need to have for these options are listed, but basically it's the name of the watch, and then the icons that you need to have for the different at these different sizes. The easiest way to create these icons is to take a screenshot of the running watch as it's running and save those as PNG files. Once you have those as PNG files, you can say, for example, let's just do a screen, do press print screen to get this image, and pbrush, and I can now paste this into here, and then I would select a square region out of there. So 424 by 424. And I'll crop it to that. If that were the case, I'd probably need to do a little bit better because you want to have the round part of the watch face in the center. And then you're going to resize this to the specific pixel sizes that you need. So the first one is going to be 128 by 128. And then you're going to save this as a, let's just say, under pictures, let's say ball128.png. And then I'm going to add to my project, and I can add it in, I can add it actually in Blend as well. I can add an existing item, and this is it in pictures, ball128.png. These are the only images that are really allowed in the watch because they don't actually appear on the watch. These are the, so you would select these as, in this case, this would be a content, not a resource, because I don't want to put this in here. So it's a content. And now in my options for out of browser settings, I'm going to select the 128 by 128 icon, and I see that in the contents right there. So by selecting content, it doesn't actually add it to the project as a resource. It adds it as a file that will be referenced. So you do this for all the different size images you want. I'm going to save all this and see what files it's then created in Blend and the settings that it's created in Blend. And it says that it added the icon size 128 by 128, ball128.png. And the watch is here. So the only images that you're going to have in your application are these content images that are not actual resources. They're actually in the they're not included in the actual ZAP. They are actual content files that are included outside of the ZAP and added as this is built as a out of browser application. And that's how you add the images so that when you create your watch that it will have icons for the different various sizes for the out-of-browser experience.